We're doing in the volume 4, and this is letter number 1019. Okay, this is dated the 22nd day of Iyar Tavshin Yudalev in Brooklyn. Shalom Abracha. The Rebbe is responding to the note that the Pidyon Nefesh that they were sent to me. So the Rebbe says, when I was at the gravesite, the Tzion of my father-in-law, I mentioned him for all that you... what you need, and I'm sure that he is arousing great mercy for him, for your wife, that they should be, you should be healthy, strong, and relaxation of spirit, relaxation of body, especially as you write, you have a letter from my father-in-law who blesses him to settle in an order of good life. Chaim Tovim, say the Chaim Tovim. In your letter, you write that you're suffering from some ailment. You don't say what the ailment is, but you are about to any instant get a very serious heart attack, God forbid. In my view, the Rebbe says, it is not really so. You're exaggerating it a lot. After, you know, the Rebbe says, I ask your forgiveness for disagreeing with you. And then he says, you know, but it's not as you say. And that the there is a metal partition that separates, and all the prayer and the tzedakah did not accomplish anything. They did not. Did not help. That's what he's writing to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, I'm sure you understand on your own that these are just your imaginations. They're only imaginations. Because even if there was a metal partition, if there's such a thing as a metal partition, but we have been promised, as our sages tell us very simply, that even a metal partition cannot interrupt between a Jew and their father in the heaven. And also this that you write, that your prayer, and main thing that the tzedakah that you distributed have not helped. So the Rebbe said, I saw in a little book, the Rebbe said, I saw in a little book, Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Okay, you don't need to take the car. My key's always in the car.
Oh.
Hi, tip kiss.
Good day, everybody.
So, he says, I saw in a small book, and guess what its name is? Its name is Tanakh, and the Tanakh. Over there it's written, and there is a verse in Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10. It says, that Hashem says, if you're going to test me, b'chonuni no bezois, with the mitzvah of tzedakah. Hashem says, if you want to test me, which means if I'm going to come through for you, Hashem says, with the one mitzvah you can test him, is with tzedakah. You give charity, and you will see that your request will, your wishes will become fulfilled. Which means that if you just give tzedakah, then he promises, I will give you blessing till no end. And the same thing is as far as prayer goes, as explained in many places in the words of our sages. So basically the Rebbe says, your imagination that your prayers and that your tzedakah has not helped is only imaginations. It's not really the reality. The main thing is, the Rebbe says, as we see in the books of Chassidus, that this is one of the tricks and the advice of your evil inclination to put a person down and to get him into depression. So even if we find that depression that comes even from spiritual matters, let's say somebody is depressed because he wants to be a big tzaddik, or he wants to learn Torah all day and he can't do that, so he gets depressed. That's something that you got to be very careful. But especially if you're talking about the depression that comes from another place, there is nothing worse than being depressed and sort of giving up hope, becoming hopeless. You should strengthen your trust with force in this that all Jewish people believe anyways. And that applies to even the least observant, the kal shebekalim, even the least of the lightest, the light-headed, the light-headed. That Hashem, not only does He create the world, not only did He create the world, but He continues to lead the world. And not only at some time ago, earlier, in decades ago, but presently, God leads the world every day and every time and every hour. Not only of the large globe, the entire world, but also all of His own matter, of your matters, meaning the small world, the microcosm of the world, which is the human being. And God, who is the ultimate good, certainly will, at the end, show also vividly for the eyes to see that everything will be good, even in the revealed level of good. But at times, you need to strengthen your connection with living God by setting up time for Torahs, living, which is called through living Torah, through the service of prayer. That way you are doing an act of kindness to your living soul and the strengthening of the observance of mitzvahs. And in generally, the mitzvah of tzedakah, because kein tzedakah l'chaim, tzedakah will give life. The Rebbe says, I hope that in the very near future, you will be able to let me know from your betterment of your situation physically, and also from your betterment in spiritually, automatically. It seems like he is down physically, that's why he's down emotionally and spiritually. And which means, basically, what is the spiritual emphasis? That all these kinds of negative thoughts that you're having, that there's some partition, that you're not influential, God is not listening to you, that God is not helping you, so you should put them all away. You should make an effort to strengthen yourself, to fulfill God's command, serve Hashem with joy. The Rebbe adds the Sikha of Lag BaOmer that has been printed recently, and dwell deeply into its meaning. So here the guy says that he's having a heart attack, God forbid, that he's feeling that he's going to die any minute, and that all of his prayers and all of his tzedakah, nothing is helping. And the Rebbe says, no, you're wrong. The Rebbe says, this is just your imagination. The Rebbe says that this is part of the advice of your Yetzer Hara. He's trying to put you down. And if he's going to succeed in getting you to be depressed, then he's going to actually have the overhand over you. But if you fight back, then you'll be so. Yeah, go ahead.
Sort of the glass is half empty, half full. It's how you look at it, right?
It is. The Rebbe says that everybody believes that God is ultimately good and God will do good. And you have to trust and you have to strengthen. Sometimes there's a certain situation in which you got to look ways to strengthen your connection to Hashem. But you have to be confident and you have to be trusting that you will improve. And you know, as a doctor, you know that they say that 90% of the healing is actually in your mind. Is a lot of these medicines are placebos, or there are other things, they're just mean, but you have to want to get well, and you have to have a positive outlook, right?
Studies have shown once illness, people survive. There's no will to live, they go downhill very quickly. So they staying positive, or people with cancer, you know, I'm going to beat it, and they sometimes do, you know, a lot of it's mental.
So, great, but certainly it works the other way, that if you get depressed, then you really go down.
Right.
If you get depressed, then you go down real quickly.
You get sick by not even being sick.
Yeah, well, right. And then you get even sicker than ever. Yeah.